Time now to talk rugby league. It's a very good morning to our expert, our player expert on a Thursday morning, Corey Norman. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Laurie. How you going?
Going very well, mate. What'd you make of last night's game?
Yeah, it was an entertaining game, wasn't it? Had everything in it.
It was, mate. It was.
Yeah, a few intercepts. You know, as a Queensland supporter, you know, we got to watch the boys attack the Blues for a fair bit. So, it was a really good game to watch.
What did you think at half time, mate, when they were dominant for 30 minutes and then they went in 4 points behind? Did you think they could recover?
Yeah, obviously, because I thought they could because, you know, they had, you know, plenty of the ball and that's going to take a toll on the Blues. But, yeah, it was very surprising to see, you know, the Blues up, you know, at half time. But, they would have went back in the sheds and, you know, gathered their heads and they did that.
Corey, I know you're – it's Dean Ritchie, Corey. I know you're a proud Queenslander.
Yeah.
Hand on heart for me, mate, and tell the truth, do you think Billy Slater was the best player in this series?
Yeah, look, for me, that's a tough one. I thought, you know, maybe...
you got to answer Jimmy it, mate.
Jimmy Maloney was probably... could have got it, or Boyd Cordner for the Blues. But, that's the way they went, and good on Billy.
Well, you heard Laurie explain the voting system, Corey. I mean, does it need changing? Do we need more transparency in this issue? Because it's caused a hell of a hullabaloo, and, you know, a lot of fans aren't very happy.
Oh, look, tough for me to say. I think, the people that are giving it out are very, you know, qualified to give it out. So if they think, you know, Billy, you know, deserves it, he should get it.
It's just your personal opinion, Corey. Who was your man of the match last night? Who did you think was the most dominant player on the field last night?
I thought Damien Cook. I thought he had an outstanding game last night. He was causing, you know, Queensland a lot of problems through the ruck. So I thought Damien Cook.
Yeah, he had a good season. Didn't he? What about Queensland, mate? Are you envious when you watch them run out there, in particular here at Suncorp Stadium, playing in front of that parochial crowd?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It'd be something else to experience that, you know, that feeling. And it looks unreal. It looks unreal. And it'd be a dream come true if it ever happens, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Just away from Origin, mate, you've got a big contest, this one. The Parramatta Reels are actually favourites against Newcastle. Not that that concerns you, but, mate, you're going to be up against in the halves. Mitchell Pearce makes his return. Makes this a completely different contest now.
Yeah, it does. And that's going to... Pearce is going to give them a massive lift. He's been out for a while now. You know, he's their leader. So I know they're missing Kalen as well, but Pearce is a massive in for them. And no doubt he'll be steering them around, and they're a lot better side when Pearce is in there.
Corey, the Eels put a statement out, I think about 48 hours ago, saying that the review that they were doing was really starting to heat up a little bit. Are you, as a player and your playing group, are you a bit nervous that such a substantial review is going on behind the scenes?
Oh, look, as a player, you realise this happens in rugby league when you ain't getting the results a club wants. You know, when you're sitting on the bottom of the table, there's always going to be a review. There's always going to be, you know, what's going on, who can we get in, who's not doing their job. So as a player, you know, you understand that's coming when you're sitting last at the, you know, on the bottom of the table. As a group, we've just got to, you know, go out and play some good footy and string some wins together. And as a player, you got to, you know, prepare the best you can, you know, play good football and hopefully not get the tap on the shoulder.
When management does this, Corey, do you sort of feel as if you're all sort of not on the same page? You're a bit fragmented when you've got the playing group in one area, the coaching staff, and then the board and the management is actually reviewing all you guys. Do you feel like you're sort of split a little bit as a club?
Oh, look, for me, that hasn't even come into my mind once. You know, I can't speak on anyone else, but, you know, for the boys down there, we're worried about winning games. Like, we need to win games at the end of the day. And if we start worrying about what they're doing over in the offices and stuff like that, well, you know, we ain't doing our job, you know, to win games.
Corey, thanks for your time, mate. Play well tomorrow night. I know as a Queensland, you would have been happy with that result last night, and Origin's alive and well. Thanks, Corey.
No worries, see you, boys.